Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Authorities in Clark County say a police officer was injured during a standoff which lasted about 2 hours in Loyal. The extent of his injuries is not known, but the officer was taken to a hospital as a precaution. Police had tried to make a traffic stop on a vehicle driven by 77-year-old Robert Domini Thursday. He led them on a chase, showed a gun, and ran away. Authorities tracked him to his home where he refused to come out. Law enforcement officers finally just went in and arrested him. And deer hunting season is beginning, and an effective hunting tool can quickly turn the hunt into tragedy if safety is not observed. DNR Conservation Warden Team Supervisor Dave Walls in Woodruff says check your equipment before heading out. Make sure everything is fitting properly and nothing is lost for your tree stand. Walls says they have one key tip of advice.
For tree stands, it's full body harnesses. So those are kind of a newer thing on the landscape here over the last several years, especially given nationwide falls out of tree stands. Encourage people to check out different types of full body harnesses.
The harnesses will grab you before you fall several feet to the ground. He says, like when ice fishing, plan your day and let someone know where you're hunting. He says, keep your cell phone charged and ready. Wall says, make sure the tree you use is sturdy. The tree used last year might not be as strong this year. He says, don't overload yourself climbing up.
Never try and haul it up as you're climbing up. You should be keeping 3 points of contact on that tree stand going up and down. So your equipment, you should be using a haul line to lower it and raise it up and down. And, of course, with firearms, they should be unloaded. With a bow, obviously the arrow and knocked, and then the broadheads, should be covered.
Researchers at the University of Wisconsin looked at tree stand injuries from 1999 to 2013 and found that 55% resulted in spinal injuries. The DNR has a free interactive tree stand safety course online. We have a link at WXPR.org. FACT is a statewide program dedicated to preventing youth tobacco use. Recently, Rhinelander teens took part in researching tobacco advertising here. Oneida County Community Health Specialist Jenny Camulera says there's a FACT group at James Williams Middle School. She says recently some of the local group did some checking at retail outlets as part of a statewide effort.
We're just trying to discover and document different advertising, tobacco advertising that's happening in our retail stores. So we're looking at advertisements inside and outside the store. We're looking at price discounts that are available. We're looking at where the products are placed in the store. And so the youth find this really interesting.
She says they learned how tobacco markets to specific populations, such as tobacco flavors, targeting younger people.
The retail assessment's really the pure purpose for that is to see what kind of advertising is happening in our retail stores.
The Northwoods Tobacco Free Coalition partners with the school district of Rhinelander to have the FACT program. Teachers at the middle school are the facilitators for the program. She says it's youth-led, peer-to-peer advocacy, and more will be seen during the school year. And Farm Aid is coming to Wisconsin next week to promote family farming. Eric Tegedoff has more.
The music festival, backed by Neil Young, Willie Nelson, and other musicians, has raised $57 million for farmers since it began in 1985. On September 21st, musicians and fans will gather at the Alpine Valley Music Theater in East Troy. Perry Brown heads the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute in East Troy. He says farmers have struggled this year with low prices and a wet spring, and that Farm Aid provides an opportunity to put a spotlight on their plight.
I think the biggest thing that they do is just drawing attention to the issues out there in agriculture, especially for family farmers and for small farms across the country. It's important to draw attention to those issues, and a lot of times it's something that people don't pay a lot of attention to.
Over the past year, farmers have been hurting from President Donald Trump's trade war. The Trump administration has authorized two financial packages adding up to $28 billion to help farmers adversely affected by the fight. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff.
The weather forecast for the rest of the afternoon: look for a slight chance of a shower, but temperatures falling to about 56 by 5 o'clock and windy. For tonight, cloudy, low 47 and still gusty winds. Saturday, sunny, high near 68. Saturday night, 50% chance of showers returns, cloudy, low 55, and Sunday mostly cloudy with a high near 73. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe with Patty here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.